Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם.
Reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, writings of שמעתי, article 57, will bring him as a burned offering to his will. You can ask questions on our website, and selected questions will be asked here in the lesson. About the verse, I will bring him as a burned offering to his will, our sages said, how so? He is coerced until he says, I want. We must also understand what we pray, let there be a will. Since more than the calf wants to eat, the cow wants to feed. So why do we need to pray, let there be a will above? It is known that in order to extend abundance from above, one must proceed in awakening from below. We must understand why we need an awakening from below. Because of that, we pray that there will be a will above. It means that we must evoke a desire from above to administer below. It is not enough that we have a desire, but there has to be goodwill on the part of the giver too. Even though there is a general desire to do good to his creatures, he still awaits for our desire to awaken his desire. In other words, if we are unable to evoke his desire, it is a sign that the desire on the part of the receiver is still incomplete. Hence, precisely by praying that there will be a will above, our desire is made to be a genuine desire, to be a fitting kli, vessel, to receive the abundance. At the same time, we must say that all that we do, both bad and good, everything extends from above, which is the meaning of private providence, that the Creator does everything. Yet, at the same time, we must regret the bad deeds, though it too extends from above. The mind necessitates that we must not regret, but justify the judgment, that we deserve the bad deeds. Nevertheless, it is to the contrary, we must regret not being permitted to do good deeds, which is certainly is a result of a punishment, meaning that we were unworthy of serving the king. If everything is guided, how can we say that we are unworthy, since there is no act below? For this purpose, we are given bad thoughts and desires that distance us from the work of God, that we are not worthy of serving Him. For this reason, there is a prayer that comes on that, that this place of correction to be worthy and capable of receiving the work of the King. Now we can see where is a prayer for some trouble. This trouble must have come as punishment, and punishments must be corrections, since there is a rule that the punishment is a correction. Thus, why do we pray to the Creator to take our corrections away? As sages said about that, then thy brother should be dishonored before thine eyes, since the beaten is your brother. We must know that the prayer corrects a person even more than punishment. Thus, when prayer appears instead of punishment, the affliction is lifted and the prayer is placed in its place to correct the body. This is the meaning of what our sages said, rewarded through Torah, was not rewarded through affliction. We must know that the path of Torah is a more successful way and yields more profit than the path of pain. This is because the kelim, the vessels, that will be fit to receive the upper light are broader and can yield dvikut, adhesion, with him. This is the meaning of he is coerced until he says, I want. It means that the Creator says, I want the deeds of the lower ones. The meaning of prayer is what our sages said. The Creator craved the prayer of the righteous, whereby prayer, the kelim, are made fit for the Creator to later give the abundance, since there is a fit kli to receive the abundance.
Without the Kabbalists, we would not know how to behave in the world. According to their writings, we learn that the matter of creation, which is the will to receive, was developed according to the four phases of the direct light, meaning in the upper light, constant, which is in complete rest, became and made the desire, existence out of absence, and this desire developed. We're speaking in the concept of time. We have no choice. This is our the way we conceive things, in the lines of axes of time, movement, place. And this desire, when it was developed, it developed only from the fact that it is different than the light. It is the will to receive, to enjoy, and the light is the will to give pleasure to others. These contradictory qualities in the light, the will to do good to the will to receive, to the existence out of absence, and the will to receive, the small point that became as existence out of absence, to do good to itself. These two desires, intentions, ways of behavior, when they meet, there is no change in the light. The desire cannot change the light. The light is above the desire. It is in complete rest, constant. Only the will to receive changes. As it was made from absence, thus it changes all the time. What does it change? It changes in its attitude towards the light and itself, with the only difference between them, what he feels, that he is for himself and the light is towards him, with respect to him, meaning there are two contradictory approaches. The light enjoys from giving, and the will to receive enjoys from receiving from the bestower. Thus he develops. This whole development is with respect to these discernments, how to enjoy more from the giver, from the quality of bestowal in which he is. In his development, he goes through phases which are called breakage. Out of all these phases, including the breakage, there are changes which stay in him, which are called reshimo. And all his development is all the time in the constant light, meaning in the constant quality of bestowal which bestows upon him, that he feels the difference between him, the quality of reception, and the quality of bestowal. And this development continues until it comes to a point, to states, just as in our world, when we feel that there is already a will to receive that feels itself detached from all the process which he's gone through, except for the very short process here in this world, and the will to receive depicts itself as not being in the light and being the will to receive, rather depicts itself as just as we do, meaning that his will to receive seems in the body of a person, in the environment. Well, this is a temporary thing that we see these shapes of the will to receive and the will to bestow. But the process continues. It continues according to the same attitude, from the attitude between the quality of bestowal and the quality of receiving, which stand one in front of the other. And out of the calculations between them, they come to stages in which, at last, the will to receive, existence out of absence, begins to obtain the difference between him and the intention of bestowal, which is in contrast with him, the will to bestow. Out of this, he begins to feel himself evil, meaning the will to receive, existence out of absence, feels in its own quality that he himself, in his nature, original nature, is evil. This recognition is all in all called the recognition of evil. It divides into many stages. We call this a crisis. The beginning of the recognition. Why a crisis? When one is not able to use our desire, existence out of absence, as it is, to enjoy it. Rather, we begin to attain, it won't do, and it will not do. And our desire to enjoy, being under development, constant development in the will to bestow, to give pleasure, it turns out that this development brings us coercively, if you want it or not, to a state of scrutiny. Because the moment the will to receive does not receive pleasure according to its nature, it begins to search what's the reason, and accordingly critique and scrutiny are developed in him, as we call it, the mind. All of our mind is only for how to enjoy. And the difference between still vegetative, animate, and Adam is that we distinguish between these degrees of the matter, the will to receive, to what extent this matter is willing to suffer in order to obtain the joy, the pleasure. Just as in a baby we see that he's unable to suffer even for a moment. At the same time, he needs to receive the fulfillment. A more developed person understands that you should invest, there is no choice, and then later enjoy. And the more he is developed, he is willing to suffer more, let's say to receive the remedy, and then later to be healthy. And thus more and more to govern with his mind upon the emotion. But when we come to the recognition of evil in our nature, we see to what extent our control upon our emotion by the mind is very, very small. That a person truly discovers himself as very weak. He is unable. Because when we come in our work, it's not
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
cow for a donkey, honor for money, or knowledge instead of some suffering. Just as all people prefer. Rather, in our work, it's big trouble. It's a big problem. How do we prefer one for the other? Because for us, it's the will to bestow instead of the will to receive. And here we are certainly unable to give anything for the will to bestow from the will to receive. And our generation, meaning the development of the desire, existence from absence, in the state which is called our generation, demands from us to give up the intention in order to receive and to move on to the intention in order to bestow, meaning that we will begin to resemble to the quality of bestowal which gave birth to us and in which we developed. And here happens what is written in the article. He is coerced to his will. Meaning the Adam, the will to receive, which is divided to many parts according to the breakage, begins to develop in his recognition of evil, either by the blows from this stage of the crisis, but in recognition already, more and more, that his own nature is evil, and he must exchange his attitude to the others. Or he begins to develop according to the recognition of good. And all in all, what he is being taught right now is the attempt to make someone big out of him, a grown-up. And then he should aid these stages he's going through in order to go through with addition of mind, then he can do it with in less time, less effort, and come quickly to the equivalence of form. Then he is coerced in his will until a person says, I want, because the development must be with agreement. If we do not agree, we do not develop. We're standing on the path and we do not agree. As a donkey receives more and more blows until he says, ultimately, I have no choice, I must take a step forward. And then, on the next step, more and more blows. Meaning, it is impossible to progress according to the suffering. The suffering obligate us to do the calculation, the suffering with respect to the pleasure, even to get rid of our ego is beneficiary for us in order not to suffer. We see it happens in our world. People kill themselves. Why? Because I'm better off dead than alive. Why? Because in death I get rid of all the suffering. At least I don't feel anything. And then it is better for me. To such extent my life is filled with suffering. We can see shame, envy, disappointment. There are many cases in which people commit suicide. They don't want to suffer. Therefore, it's not a problem to get rid of the will to receive by the suffering. You can bring this opportunity to each and everyone. But here we're talking about much greater sufferings which can bring a person to death. We're talking here about such suffering that a person will want to invert his nature to in order to bestow to others. Meaning, it's not that he serves others out of fear or other alien governance, rather that he will invert to the will to bestow, that he will want it. Meaning, we are able to depict the magnitude of the suffering that can come to humanity in order for it to change. Therefore, because these things are impossible to tolerate and to go through, there is no path of suffering. There are only blows that you go through in order to learn correctly how to change. And therefore, the Kabbalists gave us a method by which we are able to advance ourselves, to add to ourselves yearning to bestow, which is not from the fact that we extend the upper light, as it is called, the light that reforms. You should understand the language. It's by the addition of desire that we receive from the surrounding, and then we yearn more to bestow instead of the suffering, and this is a lot more beneficiary. If I receive a will to bestow for the quality of bestow from the surrounding, pleasantly, quickly, and I use it in order to help me advance to identify myself with the upper light. This is easy. It all depends how I organize the surrounding, how I yearn to get closer according to the qualities of mine and the light, that we will be closer. And thus I correct myself. A nice, pleasant, easy way. and not in the middle between my decision to resemble the light, not to give any place for suffering until they obligate me to do so. But however we will walk, our path is in the middle path, the middle line, as it is called. What does it mean? That we are lazy. We don't want, in advance, we don't want to work with all our powers in order to be impressed of the environment, to organize the environment, and to be influenced from it to such extent that I will run to the vessels of bestow. Rather, a little bit of suffering help us at that, and we are waiting until they're greater, and then together with the suffering and also our talking, we are influencing ourselves, and thus we advance a little bit from here and a little bit from there. And then the pace of our advancement depends on only upon the merging. The more we advance by the connection between us and the mutual bestowal, on the necessity of being as one person in one heart, that all of Israel are friends, that this connection, unity will truly change us, as opposed to not doing anything, just to learn, just to do the actions, to neglect the intention, meaning the yearning to get closer to the light. Thus we get closer. Therefore, he is coerced to do it against his will is not so good. We should try to say ourselves that we coerce our own will to receive, that his desire must be below the will to bestow. Let's go on to the next part of the lesson.
We'll go to the next part of the lesson.